You've heard of the glorious achievements of the Son of God, that He's purged our sins. I've told you that God is absolutely satisfied with that. Are you satisfied with what Jesus Christ has done? Are you absolutely satisfied with what Jesus Christ has done? Are you completely satisfied with what Jesus Christ has done? Are you sitting and looking at Him? And when you feel your sin and your guilt, you look to Him and you say, He took it away. All my past sins are forgiven sins because of what Jesus Christ has done. And when Satan comes and reminds you of how you hurt people you love, people who love you, who are dependent on you, and how terribly you treated them, and say, but Christ dealt with that sin, that guilt, that shame. When you fall for the thousandth time into sins of imagination and thought and omission, He dealt with that sin. He took it in His own body on the cross. Christ by Himself purged our sins. Now, do you believe that? Does everyone in this congregation believe that? Everyone who believes in it is a Christian. Not Greek Christians. I'm not interested in Greek Christians. I'm interested in mere believers, mere lookers at this Jesus. It is settled once and for all. You've left it all with Jesus long ago. When a man is drowning and the lifeguard swims out to him, the lifeguard doesn't speak to him and say to him, now there's the shore, that's the direction, that's where you've got to swim to. Doesn't tell him that, does he? He says, don't move now, don't move. Don't stop me from saving you. And he puts his arm around him and he holds him and he powerfully swims and he saves the man. Please don't stop the Lord Jesus Christ from saving you this morning by thinking you've got to do something. You've got to add to what He's done. You just look at Him. Look at Him. I want you to sit. I don't want you to bat an eyelid. I don't want you to breathe. I want you to purge the word do from your mind. I never want you to think about doing. This has to be settled first. Till to Jesus' work you cling by a simple faith. Doing is a deadly thing. Doing ends in death. Sit and consider what Christ did and where He is now. Be absolutely satisfied with that. Let your conscience be satisfied with it. Let your intellect be satisfied with it. Let your mind, let your past be satisfied with what Jesus Christ has done. If God is satisfied with it, then Texas sinners can be satisfied with it. Don't move a muscle. Settle on this. I, the chief of sinners, am, but Jesus died for me.
This excerpt was taken from the full sermon, The Greatness of Jesus Christ, His Work, Part 2.